Magic,
and the world of illusion.
Magic TV
and Craig Petty proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it is the week leading up to Blackpool, and I am speaking to the movers and shakers, the producers, the dealers, the people that make the magic happen at the Blackpool Magic Convention. And I am very excited to be sitting down and chatting to a good friend of mine, somebody who is incredibly successful and has built a reputation for him and his company as being one of the leading producers of magic in the world. And I am not kidding. The stuff that this gentleman comes up with and his company comes out with is next level. You will have heard of Magic Dream, and I'm sitting down with one of the co-owners of Magic Dream, the one and only Johan. How are you doing, Johan? You okay?
Hey, Craig. I'm very well. Thank you very much for this wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I'm a huge fan. I think that you guys do everything right. You know, that everything that you release, you know, you can't love everything. Nobody can love everything, but everything that you release is so well thought out. You can tell that it's not something that's just been put out there for the sake of it. It's well structured. It's always shot brilliantly. The tutorials are great. There's live performances. The props are really well made. And it works, and it works well. And some of the best tricks that have come out in the last 2 years have come out through Magic Dream. It's just
this is something you know very well, Craig. In your explanation, you want to teach something. You really want to teach something. You don't want only to show something. And this is the way we are teaching with our product. And this is something you know very well. It's not only half an hour of video explanation. This is how it works. This is something that I'm saying during my lecture. This is why it works. And there is all the routines, but there is also why it works very well on your spectators. And this is the way we are creating product, and we are commercializing product now. We are selling product, yes, but of course, and you're right, it's not to seduce everyone each and every time, because we are making card trick, coin trick, and many more. And so stage, close-up, parlor, mentalism effect. So of course, not everyone does everything. So it's not to seduce everyone. But yes, you're right. And thank you very much for introducing our company and our level with kind words. Yes, you're right. We are working very hard to launch product with a very good video explanation in both French and English, as you can hear my French accent. And we are working hard on producing a very quality product now.
Yeah, and you nailed it. In fact, I would say that in 2023, one of the tricks that most people talked about at the convention was the snow deck. You had the snow deck there, and there was such a buzz for the snow deck. Everybody was coming up to me going, have you seen that thing? Have you seen that thing? So good. Johan, so good.
You know, the real story of this, and that's really funny, is that when you launch something, of course, you like what you are launching. But I need to say everyone who buy it, and I was not waiting such a success. Because for me, it was just a revelation or something like that. But finally, I find something more in the snow deck, and I teach this in the video explanation. I teach that this is a concept with a choreography that you can show both sides, totally blank cards, no roof, no stick, nothing like that. And finally, the name card, the revelation, and it works so hard. In 1 year, we sold more than 2,500 units. And this is crazy for me because it's not my first release, but it was very surprising for me because I was not waiting such a success on that.
Yeah, well,
thank you everyone who bought the project. And we are still introducing during convention. So as you are here to speak for the Blackpool next release, yes, of course, we will bring next release, but we will have also such product with a great success, because of course Blackpool is full of magicians and not everybody knows for the moment that. So I will be demonstrate this on the booth, on the Magic Dream booth at Blackpool.
That's good. I think that the snow deck is going to be one of those effects that are kind of almost like a signature product of Magic Dream. It's one of those things. And I think that as new people get into magic, and new people are getting into magic all the time, you've set the gold standard when it comes to blank deck revelations. I've seen hundreds of them. I've created dozens of them myself, but I don't think anything touches the simplicity and it's very simple, but it's also very, very layered. You know, it's just brilliant. You know, I love it. I think that
I'm very grateful on that, because even when I fool some famous magician and even card magician, for example, Richard Kaufman, who is for me a Bible of books and many more. So he read a lot of things during his career. I saw him in the session and he said, "Wow, are you sure it's a free choice?" And yes, it is. "Are you sure there is no stick, nothing like that, only blank?" I said, "Yes." And I teach him how it works. Wow, I did not expect that. So it's really crazy when we can fool the audience, and when we can fool magicians, of course. So thank you very much for introducing the snow deck. I know you love it, and it will be a great pleasure to introduce that Blackpool.
Amazing. But obviously, so you're going to have the snow deck there, but with Blackpool 2024 coming around, what are you going to have there that maybe that wasn't at Blackpool last year? Things that, because there's going to be thousands of magicians there, what are they going to see that's completely different to anything that's been on the booth before?
I've put aside a few new product that we are going to launch in Blackpool. Follow.
That's great.
A coin trick, which is a travel. The creator is Maxence Vire. You've seen him in some TV show like French Got Talent or Spain Got Talent. And I think he made another famous TV show later that days. He is a great creator and he's a great performer, and he creates something completely, in my mind, new, because it's like, it's not really the Lethal Thunder effect, but it's a travel. So there is nothing to see with Lethal Thunder. It's just to show your audience an example that it's a Chinese coin that is going to travel against an American coin. And what people expect is absolutely not that, once again. There is no magnet, there is no ads cards, there is nothing compared to what we know. So the concept is very good, and we keep aside 30 units for Blackpool, because we manufacture with Tango Magic, and we were sold out in 1 month and a half. Some magic shop got it, like Alakazam, for example, in UK. But we put aside 30 units because we wanted to show it at Blackpool, and now we are making a new batch. We are going to manufacture in a dollar size also, but it's really great. It's boom, it's a flash. You open your hand, you close, and it's done. And this is very surprising.
What I liked about it is there are lots of, if you're a beginner in magic and you've never really done coin magic before, there's handling there that you can do that's very little moves, just a Bobo switch and that's it and you're done. Whilst if you've got a lot more experience with coins and you're a coin worker and you are able to do advanced techniques, there's lots of other handlings that allow you to take it to the next level by applying those more advanced techniques that you've learned. So no matter what your ability level, the jumping on point is just perfect regardless of how much experience that you've got.
Saying that, Craig, is once again what I am finding in your video explanation, that you, all your stuff, all your creation, you show how it works and you show the first step. Okay, this is it. You are a beginner, this is it. You're an expert, this is it. You are a level between expert and beginners, this is it. So yes, you're right, you're totally right. Follow, there are three routines from the beginners to experts. So you do not need to know how coin magic works, it works. And this is something very interesting for that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's, and the other thing that I'll say that's really nice about it is you just put the coins in your pocket and you're good to go. There's not really much pocket space needed. You can just take it out. No table required. Perfect for walk around. Very little angles. It's a solid worker. It really is.
It's really good. Another trick will bring your attention is the new oil and water for another French creator, Philippe Molina.
Now, I have heard all about this. There is a big buzz online, but I haven't seen it yet. I have heard so many people talking about this and saying this is the best oil and water that they've ever seen.
You know, sometimes, and you know it, of course, sometimes it's simple things, a simple change, a simple move that make everything change. And this trick is about, of course, oil and water effect, but the props is yellow and blue cards. And the great final is that at the end, you got a green card. So it's blue and double face, yellow. And you also have the green part for the great final. So it's a little bit of manipulation, but the effect is really nice when you're doing it very simply. It's mostly based on Emsley. So I think everybody know or should know the Emsley count. So it's mainly based on these techniques. And it's a great success in France. And we tried also to launch it in a few magic shops in the world, and they known a great success with oil and water, both sides from Philippe Molina.
That's great. I love the idea. As I say, I haven't seen it yet, but I love the idea. I've always thought a lot of the time with oil and water, there's no ending. It's like, look, they separate, look, they separate, look, they separate, look, they separate. And it's kind of like there's no, it doesn't build other than having various different ways of actually making the each phase work. There's not really a big ending to it, and a couple of people have tried to do big endings, there's but I love the idea of using blue cards and yellow cards, having them separate, and at the end they combine together and they make green cards. That's super smart. That gives it that ending.
And you know the fact that is not suit spades, heart, diamond, and clubs. I think that people forget that this is card manipulation. You know, as you don't show spades separate from heart, etc. I think people forget that you are a manipulator. They only see blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, and it's a little bit different than what we used to see in the oil and water effect. It's not better than another one, it's different. Maybe someone say it's better, but it's different. It's totally different. The approach is different.
Yeah, it's great. It's really, really good. Really, I love that. I love that. I love the whole premise of it.
And
Okay, you've got two good. Yeah, I mean that's killer.
when you see Philippe, the creators doing that, it's so pure, it's so slow that it's blown you away. Really, it's really great.
So I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to
Yeah.
see it.
But you asked Craig for new stuff that we are bringing Blackpool, but as I told you, we are going to bring with us things that work a lot also to make it discover. Last Rise is the best rising card effect we sold, and the new thing is that now we've launched in a jumbo size. So
Wow.
a few minutes on the Jumbox series that you know now. The Jumbox series, we launched it, I think, last year or maybe 18 months ago. It's a new big size card. So it's not printed by USPCC, but we have sourced a very great printer, and the slide of the card are very good. And those are marked deck. And this is crazy because you can see it 1 meter from the card, so it allow you, it open new door for stage and parlor card tricks, because as it mark, you can do much a really lot of more routines because it's marked. And so we decided to create a complete series, not only blue and red marked big size card, but we now have like a Svengali, mid-range, fourth way, one way, halfway. And so we said, why not manufacturing the last rise trick in a jumbo size? So with the Jumbox trick. So the last rise effect was just someone think about, for example, a red card or a black card, and when you buy it, the magician take it and it make open the box just like this and make one card. The selected card goes up, and if it's not the good one, we only have to put our hand like this and make it happen. So it's completely new, and of course, each and every time you can show both sides, get out the card. So it's really surprising, and I think the trailer is not as good as the trick is, but when we are working on that during the conventions, this is really, really, really crazy. It works very, very, very well. So this is why we decided to launch with the Jumbox side, and I think this is it. So it will work exactly in the same way with opening the box and make one card, the selected card goes up.
That's great.
And this is a multiple out. So that means you have seven out possible. And what is very, very powerful with the jumbo size is that we have manufactured based on our Jumbox Smart card. So that means now you do not have to ask what was the card. You've just seen the card it took, put back into the deck, put the deck into the tuck, and now, okay, just let's think of your card, and the cards rise. And this is really great. It makes the difference.
That, for a parlor show, for a stage show, for a cabaret show, that is killer. I've always liked the original version with the smaller deck. I think it's great for a banquet situation. But that jumbo version, oh my gosh. It's almost like the trick was made for that jumbo version. That's great.
We are not going to explain it, but the man who knows, knows, you know.
I know.
So this is up, and I can show you. This is the white one, but.
That's great.
And so, for example, another suit.
That's awesome.
So it's really, really good. And as we are manufacturing all the series with the same tuck, it means that you can make a full show with cards on stage. You can make half an hour or 45 minutes of on cards show on stage, because you can change each and every time what you are doing. So you can show it, change it, do another thing. And so we have a lot of possibilities with the Jumbox, and each and every time you buy it, for example, with the Jumbox, which is not so expensive, but with the Jumbox, we have five routing with marked card for stage, and they are killer.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, like I say, for anybody, I can't believe it's one of those things. I can't believe nobody's done that before. I can't believe people haven't put together a Mark Jumbo deck. It's ridiculous. But the fact that you're now producing everything with the same back design, like you say, it's just a genius idea. Yeah. And the rising card built into a Jumbo deck, I am definitely picking that up. That's one of the first things.
You know, the idea came from my business partner, Guillaume, and I. But the idea, finally, we sometimes it's curious life, because we Magic Dream launched the ultimate mark deck on bicycle rider back maybe more than 15 years ago now, and so it's a great success. So we say, wow, we got it just there from 15 years, and we haven't thought about making it happen with a jumbo size, a big size car. So it make just the idea, and we say, okay, let's go. But finally, when we go for printing this, we say, but why not making a series, a complete series with good quality, big size cards? Because at the moment, I think it's not very good. Brand, and they know it because it's not air cushion, it's not something like this. It's only manufacturer. I think the big size for USPCC, if I don't make a mistake, it's printing in China, but it's not a really good quality. It's really hard paper, not very good, and they know it. And finally, we launched this with a new printer, and it's really sliding very good. And so we launched the complete series finally. And so in a few months, we are going to launch a blank deck, etc. So I think I have told you months, 3 years before, that I am working on a blank mark card. The blank market deck is with a letter and a number. I think I showed you the sample a few months ago.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
So as USPCC make a mistake on the print, we reprint now again. But we are going to launch a double mark, blank mark deck with a big size. So that means you will be able to write whatever you want on big size card, and those are marked with multiple mark. So it will be a great effect also. That's another. I have two, three other product. If with your permission, if you have a few minutes
I'd
more,
love you to. Yes, please.
We
do.
We are launching another trick, which is called Celebrity Portraits from Olivier Zaragoza. It's a deck of cards, basically with celebrities printing on it, and with a really style, like a good style draws. So it's death and life, people, superhero, actors, sports, music, singers. So it's really good. And it's red and black because we are offering a lot of routine and they are marked also. And there are 2-hour video explanation. It's about 12 routines with this. And so basically everyone should have, I think now, because of the magic that are launched with Mentalism Effect, everyone, I think, should have something to force now celebrities and else. So this is what we are proposing. But not only that, there are a lot of routine with self-working trick and with some manipulation, some forcing, some revelation, very original. And this is the object of Celebrity Portrait that we are going to launch in a few months.
That's a great. Those cards look lovely. Those cards were really
well. Yeah, the cards are really good. And something I really love that we are going to launch, I think I can show you this little box. It's like a matchbox.
Yeah, matchbox.
So, I don't know, maybe it works better when I put my screen like this. And you make the card appear. And and this is the sign card. So... basically, I prefer to show you in live during Blackpool.
That looked great.
This is my favorite. It's a French creator. It's the guy with who I created the Room 66 keychain that you love. I know you love it.
I love that trick.
A few years ago, Axel Vergniaud, which is a French guy, is a friend of mine, which is a great, great magician, a great creator. So basically, it's a matchbox. Where you can find multiple outs or anything to matchbox, any flat object to matchbox, any change. So you can perform it with magic or mentalism. You can make a torn and restore card. So I will be more than happy to show you in live and not in the video to make some secret part. Secret stay secret, but wow. It's really, 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 really nice. And I really love it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. That's great. I love organic mystery boxes. I mean, a mystery box is one of my favorite plots. And, you know, what's more organic than a matchbox? I love the design of it as well. I like it. It's a hotel. Yeah, really good.
It's really natural. So, You can show the card first. You are not. It's not an obligation to make it appear. Personally, I don't like, but you can do it. It's an option. But you can only do this. I stop smoking, or I just put my favorite card inside, and you put it really. You can really show it from the beginning, and you can sign it just there, for example, to convince, to make the convincer. And as soon as I put just maybe like this. I don't know if you can show it once again. And so like this, and you just do it like that, and it's gone.
That's just brilliant.
So you can change bill, you can change the corner, you can change the complete card, you can make a pocket writing, you can do whatever you want, and it's totally organic, as you say.
That's
so
brilliant.
This one is very good, and it's not very expensive. I think it's about 30 euros and something like that. You got inside a gimmicked one, and you got a non-gimmicked one, so too much. And you have I don't know the name in English, but you have some refill like this to train at home.
Oh, yeah, some with the covers. Yeah,
yeah, the covers, yes, that's it. And we gave a yellow covers because in a few months we are going to launch another Matchbox effect, which is the same design. So we wanted to offer people who buy this the cover of our next release. because they will be able to make a full routine. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, that does. Yeah. That's great.
And the last thing we are launching, 3 years ago, a magician who lives in Lyon in France, who is called Calix, launched something in our French magic convention. It is called Fragrance. And Fragrance is something I performed during 3 years. It's really something I felt definitely in love. It's, how could I say? You know Double Cross, of course. The yes. Famous Double Cross effect.
Yeah.
So it's a Sharpie that will allow you to put on a spectator some perfume, and you will be able to make the perfume travel from one spectator to another. And I really, I would love to show you, Craig, because I'm sure that you and even Ryan will love it, because it's really simple. You always have in your pocket. And personally, I give you my routine. It's a PK touch routine on stage. So that means you make the PK touch effect with two chairs and two people. And at the end, I draw a strawberry or an apple on a piece of paper. And I show to everyone an apple. I make the people on my right smell the piece of paper. And I ask the girl just there to smell like this, like she was eating something. And I say, what have you just eat? And she said, I think it was an apple. And it led the audience totally full, because you have this at the beginning of the routine. You make the perfume on her hand, for example. So it's a lot of routine, really? A lot of effect. And this is something in France that is, I think, 3 years ago, he launched it, but he was trying to sell it by his own. But now Fragrance will be produced by Magic Dream. And so we hope to spread the world with this little thing. So it's a real marker. And just at the very opposite side, you can, and this is very naturally, you can show, of course, everything. You can, so now it's mail. So you can do, of course, for a Zoom show, it's difficult. But if you come on our booth, and all your audience is very welcome to come and see Fragrance in our booth. This is something I really love, so I will be more than happy to show them.
I love that idea. That sounds brilliant. That's I mean, everything you've just talked about is amazing. But that's so come out. That's like miracle class. That is. That's just. Yeah. And you know what? As magicians, we're always manipulating people's senses when it comes to touch, when it comes to sight, even hearing these days, you know, with things like Miser's Dream. And there's so many different ways to it. It's very rare that you manipulate someone's taste of smell, somebody's sense of smell. That's very unique and very different. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
And, you know, for those who are practicing with fake hypnosis, for example, this is something that you can make the people lose his nose. I don't know the name in English, but you know the...
lose his sense of smell. Yeah.
Of smell, sorry. And so you can make him forget his sense of nose. And after that, it comes back. So this is really something crazy. And I can assure you that when I am performing this in close-up, and I say, look, okay, for example, let's say candy or sort of strawberry or whatever you want. And you say, okay, boom. Smell it, and now she doesn't smell anything, and the guy smell his hand like a double cross effect, but with perfume. That's crazy to live. You need to live it to understand how crazy it is.
Yeah, that's great.
So we are more than happy to join the Blackpool Convention each and every year. It's a great pleasure to meet customer and to meet people there, and to meet you also, Craig. There, because as you can see, we have a lot to show you, and it will be a more great pleasure to show you that.
I cannot wait. Now, before we wrap this interview up, quick question. I can see that we're actually in Magic Dream, the shop. Because unlike a lot of producers, you are also a physical shop. So you sell everything. You sell products from every single producer. And for the people that haven't been to Magic Dream, you're obviously in Paris. It's very easy to get to, even if you don't live in France, you know, especially with, you know, the Eurostar and various different very, very easy to get to you. Just for a couple of seconds, could you show us around your...
Of course. It's only 300 meters from the Eiffel Tower, and it's only, I think, 20 minutes from the station that bring you from London to Paris. So, of course, we have more and more English customers that when they are in holidays or on weekend with their ladies, they can come and visit us. So, and as you know, Craig, it's something with my business partner that we want to keep open. Even it's difficult nowadays to have a brick and mortar shop. This is something for what we are fighting. We want to let brick and mortar shop opens like Alakazam does, because it's something that we meet people, and this is the sense of our job. So with a great pleasure, I can make you a 360 degrees to introduce you the wall of cards, the famous wall of cards. That's crazy. And of course, you can see that we have a lot to show to people. So I can make a quicker 360 degrees.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And this is really, I am with my computer, sorry for that, but I can show you we have a lot. And so something very strange, we have a distributor of mystery cards.
That's great.
And sometimes, like in Wonka, we are putting a gold ticket inside, and we are making people winning something special in the shop. So we have everything like mentalism, and this is the series I was talking about minutes ago. And so you have a lot of things. This is something I really love. This is like the painting La Seine, but make with a... This is my ideas, and I created this with my big friend Jean-Charles Briand, which is a very talented graphist and magician. So we are more than happy to show you the brick and mortar shop today.
That's just beautiful.
I wanted to speak, with your permission, about our convention.
Yeah, please do. Rendezvous 2023 that myself, Island came
to. And it was really great to meet you there. So,
oh, it's one of my favorite conventions. I loved it.
Yes, it's a familiar convention. It's a small one. It's about 150 people, but with a great passion of magic and jamming all the night. And it's really great. So this year we are receiving 6 lecturers from France and UK. And
wow, look at that. Mark Hopi, FISM winner there. Ben Earl, one of the best card conventions in the world. Yeah, wow.
FISM winner. We are proud of it, so we show it. And all the lecture are both English or French. So that means even if you are English, we are working on a live translation on an app with your phone. So you can put your earphone, the app, and the lecturer won't be stopped for translating. So we don't cut the rhythm of the lecturer. So we are going to translate directly on your ear. So it's a new thing that we are launching in France with that, because we want that people that come in France to this convention take pleasure even when they assist at the French lecture. So there will be both French and English lecture, but everything will be translated from English to French and from French to English. So we are working hard for that. The dates are 15, 16, and 17 of March 2024. So you're more than welcome to come here with Ryland. And of course, anyone who come from UK will be more than appreciated to come and visit us in Paris also. So it's just near Disneyland. So come with family also. Because
come with family, go to Disneyland, and then go to
so you can put your wife in Disneyland with your kids, and you can come and visit the convention with us, of course.
I love that. It's an amazing convention, and we'd definitely be back. It's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
And you know what, Johan, I congratulate you on all of your success.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Magic Dream of flying. That is, I've spoken to a lot of dealers. I don't think there's many people that have such a strong lineup on their booth as you do. Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Yes, we are working for. So I'm just going to take my charger. I know it's finished, but we never know. I just go to charge it. And this is always a pleasure to be interviewed with you, Craig. So thank you very much for receiving me in your channel.
You're more than welcome.
Hope to see you in less than a few days now.
I will see you in a few days. I'll be first over to your booth. I'll come and see you when you're setting up on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
As normal, anything you need, my friend, you just let me know, okay?
Thanks very much. Cheers, everyone. Thank you for seeing that and to allow me to discussing with you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Guys, on behalf of Johan, thanks very much for checking out this interview. Make sure you go over and look at Magic Dream. They are super nice people, very talented with a wonderful range of tricks and effects and products that you can, they'll blow your mind. But on behalf of Johan, I'll see you again. My name's Craig from Magic TV.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel,
Magic TV,
which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.